Hello, this is Pam Rennie of Everyday Alchemy, and I'm here with Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for being here with me. We have come together in this space to share a really powerful and important tool, and it's the Rose Tool. And there's several applications of this tool. The one we're going to talk about today is clearing your space. And this tool comes from Level 1 of Mastering Alchemy, and it's part of the Create Your Personal Power Field body of work that I'm a certified teacher in. So I definitely know the value of this tool. So Lindsay, thank you for being here and being the student of this. So I want to talk about the rose and why a rose. So a rose has actually been alchemically designed and used as this very alchemical tool for eons of time. And the reason we use a rose is because it holds a frequency and vibration that's higher than any other thing living on the planet, which is pretty phenomenal when you think about it in that one little flower.
Yeah.
Well, what does that really mean? Well, it means this. Because of how it vibrates very high, I believe it's 300-something megahertz, and we vibrate something between 40 and 60. Don't quote me, I never memorized the numbers, but look at the difference there. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
So because it vibrates so high, it's like a magnet, and it draws things to it that vibrate lower. And we know that everything is energy and everything has a vibration. Think about words and thoughts. You know, think of a high vibration that a word like gratitude or happy holds. And then you think of the negative emotions, they're not going to vibrate so high. So we're going to use the application of the rose today in particular to clear your space for you and to share with others how they can clear their space. This is what I mean by clearing your space. Throughout our lives and everyday experiences, we have things take place where those that love us and mean well, they tend to have an idea of how we ought to do things, or they have an opinion, and their energy imprint can literally get in our space because we tend to sometimes sound familiar.
Very.
Yes. We tend to kind of step back and go, oh, well, I must be doing it wrong, or I'm not okay, because somewhere along our journey, someone told us we weren't okay, and we believed them. We didn't know we didn't have to do that. And so we literally gather people's energy imprint in our space. Now, that's not that that's a horrible, bad thing, but it impacts how we feel. It impacts our choice, and it impacts our freedom for moving forward, because we came here with an individual personality, a unique personality to us. So we want to be clear in that and clear to be in the freedom of, you know what, this is how I choose to experience myself without anyone else's imprint in our space. Make sense?
Yes, and won't that be nice?
Yeah, I think you can see the value of that, right?
Absolutely.
So let's do this. Let's create a rose. And here's the fascinating thing. We've also come in with all kinds of spiritual gifts and talents and abilities that for many of us throughout our lifetime have not really been turned on. In fact, we turned them off. One of them is our ability to see. But the beautiful thing is we can decide to turn that back on. There's a place right in front of our face. If you put your arm straight out, there's a reading screen. We all go there every day because that's where we go to daydream. That's where we go when we think sometimes, and it goes 365 degrees around us. But the reason I bring it up right now is that's where I want you to not go to, but just in your mind's eye, whether you really see it right there or not, just intend and know it's there. And you might be someone that sees or not. So how is that feeling to you, Lindsay? There's nothing really to see. I see like a whiteboard. But do you feel like someone who sees things or feels things?
Well, I love to daydream. It's one of my favorite places to go.
Perfect.
So I kind of feel like a little bit of both, maybe.
Okay. Well, let's see how this unfolds for you, okay?
Okay.
So on that reading screen, just allow that to be there, nothing to really see or figure out. I want you to remember a rose. It can be any color. Mine's always red. And I want you to remember, you know, you've seen a rose before, and see it right there on that reading screen. So you start with remembering a rose. Now I want you to see a rose. Now, when I started out, I didn't really see a rose. I'm someone that feels things. I'm more of an empath. So I could know or really decide and intend it was right there. So let's check in. And Lindsay, how is that working for you? Are you seeing a red rose or a rose?
Yes.
Perfect. Wonderful. Okay.
Yes.
So you are a creator, as we all are, and you just created the image of a rose, which holds the vibration and the frequency, because everything is energy. So it's literally like the spirit body of the rose that you've called forward right there. Pretty amazing, right?
Yes.
So this is something I use the rose for, collecting up. In fact, let's do two processes today, actually. The first thing I do, sometimes I do this throughout the day, but I especially do this at the end of the day, is I collect myself up. Because as spiritual beings, we go about our day, and we leave ourselves places. And let's play with this right now. So we've got that rose right there in front of your space. Take a breath. And I want you to ask yourself, you're going to ask yourself, where have I left myself today so far? And you might get some pictures. And I'm just going to add to this, like, maybe you were in your car. Maybe you're outside in your garden. But just see, do you get particular images that come up? Anything come to mind?
When you say where I left myself, could you explain that just a little bit?
Sure.
More detail.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the fascinating thing is you hear me say there's nothing to figure out because the rose knows what to do and your body and soul know what you're intending. But what I mean is think back over your day so far. And when you just go into the place of remembering your day, what pops up for you? Something that you were doing.
My visit to the grocery store.
How typical, right? So the reason that popped up is whatever was going on in the grocery store, you just kind of left a portion of yourself right there. That's all. We didn't even know we did that, and I'm sure you didn't know you were doing that, right? But we just,
no.
So you kind of left a portion of your energy in the store for whatever reason. Okay? So let's do this again. So think about your day and what else pops into your mind.
Working in the yard.
Perfect.
Digging in the dirt, tearing up a shrub.
Good. So those are examples. And there's no right or wrong here, and it's not that it was a bad thing. We're spiritual beings. And so we just leave ourselves places. But the value of collecting ourselves up is bringing us back into oneness. So let's do that right now. Ready?
Yes.
Okay, so there's that rose. It's still waiting for you right there on your reading screen. And we just give the rose the command to collect all our energy up from all the places that you've left it throughout the day. Now, you might even have some more things pop in, but yet there's nothing to figure out because the rose does the work. So just allow. And I think I heard you take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know it's complete. It works that fast. Perfect. So whenever I feel the desire to take a deep breath, I know the rose has done its job. And so now what I do is I bring that rose to the top of my head. because what's happened is it's collected me up all in neutral energy, because the rose neutralized whatever emotions I might have been holding or thoughts I was thinking. And you bring all those pieces of yourself right back present. Take a breath. Very good. And now that rose has done its job. So what we do is explode that rose into a million particles of white like fireworks. Explode that rose. And the beautiful thing is it's neutralized and it goes back into the field of possibilities, recycled to be used as new energy. So take another breath and feel yourself being whole and complete right here, fully present. So part of the leaving yourself means you've got a little bit of your attention in those places. Does that really serve you? Not really. It's hard to be focused when you're not fully present. So by collecting yourself up, you're able to be more present right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Excellent.
That trip to the store was very stressful, and I feel like I did leave myself there.
Excellent. So how amazing to now have that in your awareness. And the other pieces, you know, let's say, rewind, and let's say you did that and you had the tool of the rose and you got in your car when you were complete with your groceries and you went, wow, you know, that was
mm-hmm.
stressful, and you could use that rose right there to collect yourself up. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah. So particularly at the end of the day, and it, you can see how fast it was, and you don't have to ask each little place. In fact, anymore, I allow the rose to do it, and sometimes I get a picture of what I did, or sometimes I don't. But it can be very quick. So very good. So that's the application of collecting yourself up. Very purposeful, as you can see.
I like it.
Okay. So let's use another application of the rose that I talked about before, where we're going to, as we talked about leaving ourselves, now it's almost in reverse, where others leave their imprint on us. It happens. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we know it, sometimes we don't, and we really want to help keep ourselves, us, in our space. So again, this is very simple, a wonderful process, and what we do is this. I want you to go to that reading screen and create another rose.
Can it be a different color?
Yes, it can.
Or you can do whatever I want?
As long as it's a rose, it can be whatever you want it to be. Mine, I just am that person. Mine typically is red. Occasionally it's not. Mine usually has two leaves, no thorns. But it depends.
Yeah,
so, yes.
I'm seeing red again.
Okay. Very good. And do you notice something really powerful? Sometimes people don't like when I say to explode the rose. But guess what? We have limitless energy. And we've actually done a service, and we get to recreate another one. So I just want to mention that. So I'm glad you already see your rose. Look how simple this is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this time we're going to command, and because the reason I use the word command is we're very powerful, and we're commanding with a graciousness, with a gratitude, not with a sword. So with that energy of commanding, we're going to ask this rose to collect off your space everyone who has had their attention and energy on you. And we're just doing a generalized one, so just allow the rose to do that. I feel that deep breath coming, so take a deep breath. The breath is important here. And are you feeling that the rose is complete?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So now explode that rose. Now guess what? Everyone who was collected off your space, their energy is neutralized. It's taken off your space. And it sends them, their energy, back neutralized. So you really are doing a wonderful service. So take another breath. Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they can have it back. Let them have it back.
Exactly. Yeah. And neutralize. So you really are doing them a favor. So how was that for you?
Nice. Feels a little bit lighter.
Excellent. That's more of you being in your space. Congratulations. Perfect. So this is something I use all of the time. Whenever I'm in a session with someone, when we are complete, I am making certain I'm using the rose to collect up their energy off their space and collect my energy off their space, because I don't want my energy. They don't want my energy in their space either. We've done a wonderful job together and we're complete, so we're completing that. The other thing is you can be very specific, because in the center of our head, which is a very important place, it holds our pineal gland, it's the seat of our intuition, but it can also be a place of a party where we've collected those well-meaning people who've had those better ideas. So you can also create that rose, and let's do that right now. Let's create another rose.
Okay.
And let's specifically ask, and you'll get a person, but you don't have to tell me who. Ask, who is in the center of my head? And somebody will come to mind. Did you get someone yet?
Yep.
Okay. So now you command the rose to take them out of the center of your head.
Okay.
Now explode that rose.
All right.
Awesome. So perfect. Again, more of you, clear, being you, and their energy going back to them. So I always invite people to take some time and clear the center of their head and just continually, you can't do a bunch of roses. You have to do it one at a time, but ask, who's in the center of my head? You'll be so surprised, because it's very typical to get your parents multiple times because they've been a big part of your life. It's very typical to get...
You just said parents, because that's who it was.
Oh, really? Okay. Notice I purposely didn't ask. Yes. So
it's
typical.
We've been spending a lot of time together lately. So
good. And now you know how to clear that, and you're doing both of yourselves a service. And you'll definitely get husbands, wives, children, and it's really a powerful and important tool to use. And when you sit and take a period of time and ask who's in the center of your head, you'll get people that you haven't thought of in years. You'll get your third grade teacher. You'll get friends that you might have known when you were little. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
And the more you clear out the center of your head, the more that seat of your intuition is able to be clear. And as you described, you felt more light. You're bringing in more lightness of being, more lightness of presence, and more awareness of you being you. So, perfect. Excellent job.
I have a question. Now, I heard you say you can't do a whole bunch at one time, but
yes,
you can do them one at a time. Could you just have a day where you just clear them all out, or do you suggest, you know, just when it comes to you, or
great
what do you
question.
Suggest?
Excellent question. I definitely use the collecting myself up every day at the end of the day or during the day if I think of it, meaning that means I might need it. I definitely use the application to clear my space at the end of every day to collect up everyone's energy off me.
Yeah.
And when you're new, like you're new to this work, I say, you know what? Take a few days in a row and sit down and take however little time you want, but ask who's in the center of my head and do that for a while. Take a few minutes and do it. You can do it when you're driving. Make it easy. But I highly recommend, excellent question, that you do that. And then I've been doing it for years, but I still occasionally will take a few minutes and be surprised that, wow, I'm still collecting people up, really? But it happens. So excellent question. Does that help?
Yes, absolutely.
And yep. Notice what you notice when you're using the tools and using these applications, what happens? It becomes very quick, very automatic that you'll simply do it. Use the rose when you're in a conversation. The minute my husband says to me, I've got something to tell you, because he can sometimes, and we've talked a lot, and we can't change other people, But being aware of how we word things, sometimes he used to say, I know you're not going to like this. Well, gee, what are you setting up? He's learned since then. But the minute he says, oh, I've got to tell you something, boy, my rose goes up to help me be neutral so I'm not taking on whatever he might be telling me. And usually it's nothing, but from past experience, sometimes he can be a little dramatic, you know?
Well, can't they all.
Can't we? Yes, can't all of our families teach us lots of things. So great questions. Thank you so much for playing. Is there anything else coming to your mind or that you want to share or ask?
No. No, you explain everything very well.
Excellent.
I do like the clearing my space every night. I think that will be good to do.
Excellent.
Kind of release the day.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. So thanks so much for playing. And please feel free for everyone listening to email me with your thoughts, questions, or experiences. Many blessings.